Hello, Twitter. I'm just going to do a boop. The old guitar's a bit struggling. It's been a bit nippy. Hold on. It's horrible. There we go. I'm going to do a C&W song. It's somebody reminded me of the old acronym. It's actually an initialism. It's called SOHCAHTOA, and it means the sign is the opposite over the hypotenuse and all that stuff. When I was at school, we used to have another thing, which was some people have curly brown hair till painted black, sign, perpendicular and hypotenuse. Anyway, I'm going to try and explain this in a song in a country western genre. God, this is dreadful. There's an old saying that some people have curly brown hair till painted black, it stays that way, and I think it's only fair to justify this bollocks, 'cause I learned this shit at school. It's the way you used to remember not to look a proper tool. Rubbish. These days it's SOHCAHTOA, it means the absolute same. It sounds like an old volcano, but it's only in the name. We're helping you to learn now how to work out what bollocks is what. So this trig and geometry nail, and you won't need to swat. We used to have a base then, and you have adjacent instead. And we had perpendicular, your opposite's over my head. But the hypo, what's its constant? The one on which we all agrees. It's the one with all the angles that adds up to 90 degrees. Gotta rush. So the base and adjacent are similar, the one by the right angle true. The opposite's right at the other end, my perpendicular too. So the basis of what I am saying is the cosine of base over thing is the same as adjacent divided by that, and it's that which I will sing. La 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 la. That's good, I love that bit. And the sign's the same old story, perpendicular carved up by that. Hypotenuse, or in your modern parlance, divide it into that. And the tangent ain't too much to cope with, it's the vertical over the base, or the opposite over adjacent. Yes, that truly is the case. Good night.